And behind that there is Shiva Temple. That's Shiva. It's established by Srinivasa Thakur. And he wrote a prayer to Lord Shiva. It is pasted on the wall, but now they have plastered it, so you don't see the mantra. But Srinivasa Thakur wrote this prayer to Lord Shiva. He said, Shiva, you are the protector of the dam. Which represents our heart, the dam, the heart where Lord Krishna is sitting. Now Shiva is the protector. So every intelligent person must beg Lord Shiva to protect the dam, to protect our heart, our mind, from any inauspicious things, so that we can have concentration, we have focus on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Shiva gives blessing for Krishna devotees to become Krishna conscious. That is Lord Shiva's duty. People don't know about this. They only approach Lord Shiva. Give me wealth. Give me a husband. Give me wife. Give me mystic power. And they forgot the main thing Lord Shiva gives: Krishna prem. So Srinivasa Thakur, a pure devotee, he knows Lord Shiva's position. So you establish him there to protect us. So as we are here, we have to pray to Lord Shiva, please protect my heart, protect my mind from all unnecessary things. So, like Kunti Devi prayed, my mind, my attachment, my attraction, my love will flow freely for Lord Krishna. No obstruction, no hindrance, no disturbance, no obstacles, all impediments removed, so we can focus on Krishna, the prime entity which should be desired by everyone. Unfortunately, most of us are not so fortunate to understand this. But the duty of acharyas, of pure devotees, is to always try to put us on track. Always, they try to help us be on track. So, if the train is on track, it is certain that we will get to our destination. This is the duty of acharyas. So, like Krishna appeared in Mathura and he left to Maria Soda in Vrindavan, and there he performed his activities, the sweetest activities of Lord Krishna is given to Maria Soda. The same way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here, but all his sweetest activities is shifted to Srivas Pandit. So Srivas Pandit place is Vrindavan. Here is Mathura. And there is Vrindavan. The best activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performed here. Some were performed here. Many were performed here. But the intimate ones, they performed there in Vrindavan, Srivas Pandit's house. So we have been hearing in ISKCON Temple the childish activities of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the same mischievous activities. If a child, mischievous activity of a child. Devkinanda Prabhu told her this morning, what a child means what? To play. But that the play is childish play. So, but Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their childish activities, externally, they are naughty, mischievous, very bad. Very bad. Materially speaking. Bad. But very sweet and purifying. Very sweet and purifying. So we'll look into them. We want to look at some of the activities of Krishna. And we look at the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavat. In this way, we'll enjoy. If you want. Yes. If you want to enjoy. You want to enjoy?
Yes.
So enjoy, why not? Life is for enjoyment. But we don't know how to enjoy. So our chariot, they show the way for enjoyment. So please, let's enjoy our lives as Prabhupada gave to us. In Bombay. In Bombay. The devotees had prepared Srila Prabhupada's quarters. And then Prabhupada came. So the devotees were very happy to present it to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, this is your house. The Prabhupada looked at it. Look around. Very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you. Actually, it is not for me. I have given to all of you. I have given it to you. I use you to cook for yourself. That is Vyasa Puja. You know? That is Vyasa Puja. The birthday special master, he cooked plenty prasadam. How many of them will go eat? This is Guru trick. Krishna's trick. To use us. Prepare what to eat ourselves. So Srila Prabhupada said, it is not for me. This is how it is not for me. I have given it to all of you. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. But don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Enjoy it. We don't know how to enjoy. Our chariots, they know how to enjoy. So they use what to make to prepare enjoyment for ourselves. So let us enjoy. Enjoy. So Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. The Srimad Bhagavatam can pretend. Chapter 8. Lord Krishna shows a universal form within his mouth. So we'll take few verses. The previous one to the present one today. So we can enjoy ourselves. Our dear friend Yashoda, your son sometimes comes to our houses before the milking of the cows and releases the calves. And when the master of the house becomes angry, your son merely smiles. Sometimes He devises some process by which he steals palatable curd, butter, and milk, which he then eats and drinks. When the monkeys assemble, he divides it with them. And when the monkeys have their bellies so full that they won't take more, he breaks the pots. Sometimes, if he gets no opportunity to steal butter or milk from a house, he will become angry at the householders. And for his revenge, he will agitate the small children by pinching them. And then, when the children begin to cry, Christian will go away. When the milk and curd are kept high on the swing, hanging from the ceiling, and Christian and Balaram cannot reach it, he arranged to reach it by piling up various planks and turning upside down the mortar for grinding spices, being quite aware of the content of a pot. They poke holes on it, while the elderly gopis go about their household affairs. Krishna and Balaram sometimes go into a dark room, brightening the place with the valuable jewels and ornament on their bodies, and taking advantage of this light by stealing. When Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house will say to him, "Oh, you are a thief," and artificially express anger at Krishna. Krishna will then reply, "I am not a thief. You are a thief." Who is correct? Who is correct?
Krishna.
Krishna is correct. Why Krishna is correct? Krishna is the owner of everything, and we are simply caretakers. So Krishna is correct that we are thieves. We are thieves. So Krishna is 100% correct. We are thieves. We are taking many things from Krishna. We don't pay anything. Don't pay for the sun. Don't pay for the moon. We don't pay for the air. We don't pay for the earth. Every one of us here, we came to this world with what? With what? With dress, ornament, house, father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, cars, money. What did you come with? Nothing. But after a few years, what happened? We steal, not accumulate. We steal Krishna's property. We rob Krishna and keep everything and put a padlock on the house. This is my territory. Don't come here. No trespass. Trespass is punishable by law. No trespass. Don't come here. This place belongs to me. Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha. When Lord Buddha Varahadeva appeared and went to Garbhaka Ocean to leave the planet, Hiranyaksha said, "You cannot come here without my challenge. You have to face me in battle. This place has been given to us." And he didn't tell who gave to him. He didn't tell. He only knows this place has been given to us. Hiranyaksha mentality. Claiming. Hiranyaksha mentality. Claiming. Like my country. Digging oil from the ground. What is that? Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha.
Every day they are drilling oil from the ground. Who put it there? Who put it there? They didn't know. But they are busy digging. Nigeria was a very peaceful country when we were dealing with natural things like palm oil. Now it has been taken to Philippines. Philippines have taken everything. And groundnut. It was a very peaceful country. As soon as they changed to oil, everything is upside down. Fighting, hostility, everything inauspicious is happening. But nobody knows. And they don't want to hear. What they want to hear is Hiranyakasipu brutality, Hiranyaksha activity. Dig the oil from the ground. More and more. But they don't care to check. So why we are not happy? Why? So much hostility. They don't care. They don't think. This is happening all over the world. It is actual activity. This place has been given to us, and you cannot come here without my challenge. I want to fight with you. But who gave you? Who gave you? That is not known. And nobody wants to know. This is illusion that has engulfed everyone in this world. So, we should take this movement very seriously. Take this movement very seriously. Papa said we should not take the movement cheaply. That's a very big word. It can take a whole lifetime to explain this word. Don't take this movement cheaply. It's so deep. What thieves. And Kesa is speaking. Oh, Kesa is speaking, but who is hearing that we are thieves? No, I'm not a thief. This place is given to me. Who gave you? Who gave you? That is not known. And nobody cared to know. But Papa gave us this knowledge. He gave us this wisdom. So continue. Sometimes being angry, Krishna passes urine and stool in a neat, clean place in our houses. Sri Supanishad said what? Krishna has no vein, right? Krishna has no stool. Krishna has no blood. Krishna has no sweat because his body is 100% Satchit Ananda. So where the stool is coming from? Where the urine is coming from? Where is it coming from? Where? So Sukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva, you are ignorant. Vyasadeva said Krishna has no vein. And Sukadeva Goswami said Krishna is passing through. What to do? What?
That's just his energy, therefore he's auspicious, like everything else.
It's a mystery of Christian consciousness that we have to learn. It's enjoyment. This is the ocean that devotees will drill to get the juice. Aparusheya, that is Krishna's nature. Aparusheya. Apapavidam. Krishna never contaminated. Everything about Krishna is 100% pure. Completely pure. Have you ever seen someone drinking the bathing water? Have you seen someone drinking a bathing water after bathing? But in our Christian temple, we are drinking bathing water every day. Is it not? You are drinking bathing water after bathing. Someone take a bath and you are very eager to take the water and drink. What is that? Charanamrita. Amrita. You know? Amrita. It's Amrit. Why? It's coming from Krishna. He's supremely perfect and complete person. Krishna is completely perfect. Right? With everything. So the breathing water from Krishna is also drunk. Happily. With all eagerness. Because it is Amrit. That is Krishna's nature. So, the devotees want to see Krishna. Want to see Krishna exhibit activity which is not comparable to anybody. And Krishna himself, he gave the right of understanding him to his devotees only. So Krishna is doing things which is bewildering to other people, but it's a nectar for other people. See? The bit has passed through there. But who's going to drink this? Who will take this? We're getting ready to wipe it out. Is it not? But if it's for Krishna, for Krishna, what will happen? We'll drink it. We'll drink it immediately. Right? Yeah. This is Krishna consciousness. So Krishna passes urine in the house. Krishna is pinching the children to cry. When they cry, Krishna will feel very happy, smile, and run away. And Sukadeva Goswami also, he mentioned here that the gopas and the gopis, they pretend to be angry. They pretend to be angry. That means they are not angry, but they just make a show. Why? Because this makes this rasa very sweet. Make the rasa very sweet. Krishna is complete. How is he complete if there's no stool, there's no urine? How? How is Krishna complete if there's no birth, there's no death? How? Jagannath has a burial ground. So Jagannath has a burial ground. Cemetery. You know? You don't know? But Jagannath has a cemetery, burial ground. When he's buried, after 12 years. He's only not dead. How can you bury? So Krishna died. Krishna also bed. Krishna is complete. How is he complete? Is something missing? How is he complete? Is it not? Jagannath dies after 12 years and took birth. That is Krishna. It's complete. So it's not a surprise that Krishna is passing through the house. He didn't clean it. We are talking of Krishna too far away. What of Lord Rishabhdev? The stool of Rishabhdev has the aroma of rose. That is anyone disgusted with the rose flavor, rose aroma? Anyone? Rose. Is it not? It's rosy. Who will clean rose aroma from your house? Yeah. To give you rosy aroma, flavor. I'll clean it for what? Any need to clean it? Nice.
Like if you want to put a guy like a flower.
If he spray, I don't know whatever chemicals. You want it to go, you want it to remain. Huh? You want it to remain? Not only house, you put us on the body. Yes. Yes. That's Krishna. Yes, I had a Prabhupada also 2 days ago. Someone was speaking about Prabhupada. Yes, I had a Prabhupada as well. When Krishna is caught in his naughty activities, the master of the house, he will say to him, okay, I'll pass that one. Sometimes all the gopis will look at Krishna sitting there, his eyes fearful, so that his mother will not chastise him. And when they saw Krishna's beautiful face, instead of chastising him, they will simply look upon his face and enjoy transcendental bliss. So Krishna is sending bliss to their hearts. So his activities is not very pleasing. So complaining about Krishna is part of the pleasure. So they are not actually complaining about Krishna. They are celebrating their pleasure in enjoying Krishna's childhood activities. But Yashoda will mildly smile at all this fun, and she will not want to chastise her blessed transcendental child. She will not. As they are speaking, she is also smiling. It's giving her pleasure that they are describing her son's activities. This is Krishna consciousness. Those who speak transcendental subject matter about Krishna enjoy it. Those who hear also enjoy it. They are speaking about Krishna, they are enjoying. But as soon as she's hearing, she's enjoying. This is how to celebrate our Krishna conscious life. So properly establish this process of hearing and speaking as our eternal activities for Krishna consciousness. So let us enjoy our life by making endeavor to hear and speak about Krishna. So speak and hear about Krishna. And speaking now, something just came to my mind. I didn't understand a few years ago in Jagannath Puri. I had a dream. A Gurudev was telling me, "Please for me." I was wondering. But now as I'm speaking, the meaning is coming to my mind. Now I understand why he says, "Preach. Preach. You'll be happy. And who here will be happy?" This is how to celebrate our Krishna consciousness. Yashoda is smiling. The gopas and the gopis are smiling. What is giving them joy? Krishna Katha. Samrit. Krishna Katha is Samrit. It's giving pleasure to the devotees who hears and those who speak. This is confirmed by Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni told Vidura Mahatma, "Your question is auspicious for the whole world. You who ask a question will enjoy, and who will speak will enjoy, and those who also will participate in hearing will enjoy. This is a celebration of joy. Speaking and hearing about Krishna. Speaking and hearing about Krishna should be done." One day while Krishna was playing with his small playmates, including Balaram
and other sons of the Gopas. All his friends came together and lodged a complaint to Maryasoda. Maryasoda, they submitted. Krishna has eaten earth. Upon hearing this from Krishna's playmates, Maryasoda, who was always full of anxiety over Krishna's welfare. Maryasoda is what? Always full of anxiety over Krishna's welfare. Picked Krishna up with her hands to look into his mouth and chastise him. Her eyes fearful, she spoke to her son as follows. This is the end from Bhagavatam. Maryasoda is full of anxiety for her son. This is spiritual, not material anxiety. Material anxiety is what? I have no money. I have no job. I have no house. I don't have friends. Nobody likes me. Nobody cares for me. I'm not famous. I'm not beautiful. I'm not tall. I'm not short. You know? It's our anxiety. I'm not this. This is actually false ego. But the Yashoda's anxiety is about Krishna consciousness. Krishna conscious anxiety is very, very purifying. And devotees who have only spiritual anxieties, Krishna conscious anxieties. As Srila Prabhupada explained, what is Krishna conscious anxiety? How to spread Krishna consciousness? How to make people take to Krishna consciousness? How can we put Krishna consciousness in such a way that people will take to it? That is spiritual anxiety. And every devotee who wants to make advancement must have this spiritual anxiety. Not satisfied with struggling to chance to see around and consider ourselves devotees. That is not sufficient. We should have anxiety how to expand Krishna consciousness. People are suffering everywhere in the world, including devotees. How to be available for devotees is spiritual anxiety. It is very, very purifying for those who have this spiritual anxiety. How to care for devotees. Srila Prabhupada stop one devotee from deity worship. Give up deity worship. Go and take care of your child. Give up deity worship. Stop worshiping Krishna. Go and take care of your child. Papa did show us how to care for devotees because they are the future of this movement. Caring for devotees, very, very, very. One of the three things Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Chaitanya Chaitanya. Vaishnava Seva. Service for devotees. Jiva Doya. Harinam. Nam Ruchi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned this. So, this is our spiritual anxiety. We should go for it. So Krishna performed all these activities. So Maryasoda is an anxiety, how to take care of Krishna, the supreme maintainer of all living entities. But now Maryasoda is taking care of the supreme perceptual body. Who will understand that? But that is natural and it should be done. Krishna said,
Will someone consider me inferior? And himself or herself superior? And had an anxiety over taking care of me. That love controls me. I'm not controlled by love. I'm not controlled by that. This is useless. I'm controlled by love, which is beyond rules and regulations. It's due to prem. Because of prem, devotee want to protect Krishna. Bhishma Maharaj sent battalions of armies to protect Lord Krishna from Hastinapur to Dwaraka. But what is that? What is that for Krishna? He is a supreme protector of everyone. And Krishna requested all of us, Sarva Dharma Paritya. For that very person begged protection from his devotees. And Krishna didn't beg protection from Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyaksha, from Kamsa, from Ravana, Janukasura, Pralambasura, Bakasura, Tinabarta. Krishna didn't beg them for protection. Krishna did not beg them. Krishna is begging all the devotees, give me protection. It is love. That is love. So this naughty activity we see Krishna perform, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same thing. Here, where we are sitting, the same thing happened. Vrindavan Das Thakura, he gave us this Amrit Keli. Many times, people warned Nimai not to be so mischievous. But the Lord paid no heed. Nor could anyone catch him, because he was the swiftest swimmer. Is it what he said in Bhagavad Gita? I am the swift deliverer of my devotees. That's chapter 12, Bhagavad Gita. It's confirmed. When he swim in Ganga, nobody can catch him. Nobody. Chaitanya would jump into the Ganga, shoo, like a rocket. Shoo! And they said, who can do that? Even Mahavishnu, Lord Advaita Acharya, tried to stop him from touching his feet. He didn't succeed. Who will succeed? Advaita, Mahavishnu. When Chaitanya want to touch his feet, Advaita would try to stop him, but Chaitanya would do it. Ramachandra, he told Ravana, today, whose attempt never fails, shall say no to where you will never return. You are a dog. What does a dog do? When the master of the house is not there, then a dog will go there and steal eatables. So when I was away, he came to kidnap my wife. So I will punish you. My attempt never fails. Ravana didn't say like that. Did Ravana say my attempt never fails? He didn't say that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempt never fails. But Krishna attempt never fails. Whatever the desire must happen. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he demonstrated this. Nobody can stop him. He is bent on doing his activities, because he came to give us enjoyment, and he must perform it to enjoy us. If he didn't do it, how will we enjoy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to make us enjoy. Nimai would force the brahmanas to bathe several times by contaminating them. He would touch them after they had bathed, and sometimes he would spit on them. After the Brahmanas have taken the bath and see them with their Brahmanan trade. Sister will come and speak. Ah, condemnation! I'm condemnated. I have to give them to go and take a bath. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only that, there are many. Pujari, they are going to the altar. You don't have to touch anything, nothing should touch you. So the Brahmanas, after bathing, the time will come and touch it deliberately. Ah, this boy. This boy. But you know what Jitama is doing? He's making them to think of him throughout the whole time. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Is it not perfection of life? To think of Krishna 24 hours? Is it not perfection? So what is wrong with that? Huh? The Lord is helping us to be conscious of Him. Is it not? We need to be forced because you cannot voluntarily. Our piety is not enough to voluntarily come to Krishna. So the Lord is forcing us to get mercy, to get blessing. What is wrong with that? This is perfection. Being unable to catch Nimai so as to rebuke him, the Brahmanas angrily went to see his father.
This simultaneous translation is very difficult.
So that's why I waited for you. You translated this one. Being unable to catch Nimai so as to rebuke him, to chastise him, the Brahmanas angrily went to see his father, Jagannath Mishra. One gentleman said, "My dear Mishra, good friend, please listen to me. I have come to complain about your mischievous son. He does not allow us to peacefully perform our daily bath in the Ganga." Another man complained, "Your son splashes water on us and disturbs our meditation." The Brahmanas are inside the water, chanting Gayatri Mantra. Chaitanya was, "Pour water on the face." How will you chant again? Meditation broke. But what Nimai is doing? What is the message Nimai is giving to them?
Your activities will not be the perfect.
Okay, that is one. I'm here. Why you waste your time? I'm here. Huh? Why you waste your time? You're such a fool. Do I follow rules and regulations without understanding the goal? I'm here. You're a fool. Stop this nonsense. This is what he's doing. That's a message. Thank you. This is what Chaitanya is doing. Then he says, "Who are you meditating upon? In this Kali Yuga, I have appeared as the direct incarnation of Lord Narayan. So instead of doing meditation upon me, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You are murmuring something in the water. What is this nonsense? Stop this nonsense and chant Hare Krishna with me." Is it not? Everyone had a different complaint. One man said, "He stole my Shiva Linga." Another said, Yes, son ran away with my clothes. After putting the dhoti there, enter Ganga, before they came out, the children were taken away the dhoti. How will you go back to the house? You can't be. Someone else reported, I am nicely prepared for the worship of Lord Vishnu by collecting flowers, dhruva grass, sandalwood paste, and a special seat. When I went to bed, he might sat on Lord Vishnu's seat. Ate all of the food offerings and threw away the other paraphernalia. He then said, why are you unhappy? Why? The Lord of your worship has directly eaten your offerings. Other people continued complaining. A Brahmana said, I stepped into the water to recite the Gayatri Mantra, and from nowhere, the mic came under the water and pulled my feet, causing me to lose my balance. Another said, my clothes and flowers are invariably taken away. Yet, another said, he steals my Bhagavad Gita. Still another exasperated voice added, my son is very young. Nimai put water in his ears and makes him cry terribly. Someone else complained, your boy sneaks around to my back and then climbs on my shoulders while shouting, I am Mahesh, I am Mahesh. Then he jumped down and run away. Another person complained, Nimai sit on my seat of worship, eat all my offerings, and then perform the worship of Lord Vishnu. He throws sand at everyone who has finished bathing, and other restless and mischievous boys imitated him. One of his worst tricks is that while men and women are bathing, Nimai mixes up their clothes so that when they come out of the water to dress, they become very irritated. Is this activity of God? Is it activity of God? Nimai, he will go and carry the dhoti of the man, the saris, and mix all of them in one place. When they come out from the water, hey, where my dhoti? Hey, where my sari? Where my dhoti? Hey, where is it? What is it? And Nimai smiles. Feel happy. It's joyful. If you do something wrong, you cannot be happy. If you do something wrong, you'll be anxiety. Because you have given pain to others. Nimai is happy, he's not pretending. It's not because of hard-heartedness. It's because he has caused them joy. Knowingly or unknowingly, they may not know it. This is what the Lord does for us. Lord Krishna told the gopis, I disappear from you to help you meditate more upon me. By meditating upon me, it gives you more pleasure. But I did this at the risk of being chastised like all of you are doing. Trying to help us it's a risk. Because he will chastise Krishna. Why you do this to me? Why you do this to me? But Krishna did that to help us meditate upon him. But we complain. It's a risk Krishna is taking to help us. This is our situation. Ungrateful. Dear Jagannath Mishra, you are a kind and generous gentleman. Still, I must inform you that your son does this sort of mischief every day. He remains at the Ganga well past 2 in the afternoon. He remains at the Ganga until after 2 o'clock. What is he doing there? Teasing everyone who comes for betting. Meanwhile, as the men are complaining, the ladies also are complaining. So the ladies' turn. This is the ladies' turn now. Many angry young girls from the neighborhood came and complained to Sachima. Correct. Your cunning son. Oh, respected mother. Please, hearing from us about your son's misdeeds. He steals our cloth and abuses us with strong words. When we try to correct him, he splashes water on us and starts to quarrel with us. We bring fruits and flowers to Ganga so that we can follow our religious vows. But your son scattered everything, spoiling our practices. Then he wait for us to finish our bait and throw sand on us, sneaking up from behind. He suddenly shout into our ears, making us frightened. He come from the back and put his mouth on our ears and shout, "You are all afraid." Yes, when he turn by.
Shri Srimad Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Vani Archives. For more such content, visit bddswami.com.